T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I think every day he's in office, he remains a real and present danger to the country.
Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street.
Deep inside the chest cavity of every digital woketopian beats the heart of an online tyrant.
That suppression at the same time is not a recipe for unity.
The First Amendment is something that unites us as Americans.
This is the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Yes, indeed. Couldn't agree with that more. And good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. How in the world is Adam Schiff still a thing? Like, I recognize that voice anywhere now. It just kind of grates on my nerves. And they rolled him out on CBS News yesterday morning to talk. I'm surprised he didn't start jabbering about Russian collusion again, because it's kind of his thing.
That is his thing. Agree. He's about as relevant as the Russian collusion.
Yes.
I know. Good morning to you. Is everybody signed up for their COVID shot?
I am not.
Can we sign up?
I heard you announce that this morning.
Shot?
So they have a portal now where you can at least go get your name on a list, right?
Several counties are doing it. Yesterday, I remember reading it's like there's one county in Illinois that I remember seeing, two others in Missouri, but now St. Louis County and St. Charles County are.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't really, at this point, seem like it's doing anything other than maybe you'll start getting, they'll start feeding the website information. So maybe you'll get like some updates, but nothing is actually happening outside of phase 1A right now. Just preparing. Well,
just preparing. And that way, when it is available at some point, you know, my mom needs to be on the list, but she doesn't fit the categories yet. It's not simply age based at this point. So I'm sure a lot of people are wondering when or if they're going to get their hands on that thing. It sure has been off the headlines, hasn't it? I can't imagine why. I don't know why.
Something has made it not quite top of mind.
Good morning to everybody who's joining us on Facebook this morning. Great to have you on here on this Tuesday morning. You know, I was looking yesterday, and I don't know, did I say something controversial yesterday, Tricia, that that jumps to mind?
No, not anything in particular.
Because, you know, I'm just looking back at that at the show yesterday, and we reached a lot of people. Yesterday here on Facebook. I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg would not be happy about that if he realized it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if those numbers are due to last week's events, your return, and then the fact that there was this conservative exodus from Twitter over the weekend, like the perfect storm of an outlet to see what we did yesterday morning. I don't know.
I heard was my return. I think that's what it was.
Of course you did.
Obviously.
Andy's
that's
bad.
All I heard come out of your mouth just then. I'm sorry. I don't know
boy.
What else to tell you.
It's gonna be a long week.
Is it Friday yet?
Potentially. You know what? I probably got the most feedback on yesterday of what we did. We had
couple of great interviews for people. If you missed it, we're going to let you hear from State Representative Justin Hill coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And Jason Smith, the congressman we had on, who gave us his firsthand account of being in the Capitol building when the riots started last Wednesday. And of course, he and I had seen each other just before that down on the mall near the World War II Memorial. We had some great conversations yesterday about that. You can find all of it up on the website there, 971talk.com/Cox. A few links out on Facebook and Twitter as well, for as long as that lasts. And the thing I got the most reaction to yesterday was Jessie Jane Duff.
Yeah.
She was on fire.
On fire, yes.
Yes.
She always is, but particularly yesterday.
Yes, I received a few text messages yesterday about that one.
She was kicking butt and taking names mm-hmm. yesterday, and she's angry with the mainstream media in this country. She's angry with the big tech people who want to put their foot on the throat of anybody who disagrees with them, and have, by the way, I should point out. She's also angry with people who support this president, who made the really stupid and in what's going to end up being criminal decision mm-hmm. to invade the United States Capitol mm-hmm. last week. And you know, Jessie Jane is and we say it all the time, but it bears repeating, a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, and she doesn't take any prisoners. She's angry with how that made her look. She's angry with how it represented anybody who supported the effort to stop the steal, to challenge the irregularities of the November election, of which we know there are some. It's just going to apparently take a while to convince people and prove it. It is. I'm convinced it will be proven. It just hasn't yet. But anyway, her point, that is the interview that I got the most reaction to yesterday from people. So if you didn't hear it, we've got that for you as well, 971talk.com. So go there and listen to Jessie Jane Duff yesterday. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get Speaker Tim Jones on here as always on a Tuesday morning. But we've also got Eben Brown is going to join us. You know, he works with Fox News Radio. And the thing I think people need to realize about what you've seen with Parler and now like AR15.com is another website that's suddenly lost its URL simply because big tech has decided you don't deserve to see what they don't want you to see. Your freedoms are being snatched away from you in America simply because your point of view is different than somebody else's. Eben Brown is going to talk about the fact that some people are pushing for a racketeering investigation, a RICO investigation into what Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and Apple and Google are doing to crush voices that don't agree with their political point of view. They don't represent the government. They are private companies. And when you scream to some people on the left about this, like, well, they're private companies, they can do what they want. If that's the case, every restaurant in mm-hmm. St. Louis County should reopen today.
Yep.
Reopen today. If indeed a private business can do whatever it wants. But clearly that's not the case in this country. And Eben Brown is reporting on them doing a racketeering investigation into all of this. And I'm anxious to hear what that turns up and who's doing it. That'll obviously be a key moving forward, particularly with the change in administrations and the change of power in the Senate. It won't be launched by Democrats. So it's got to come from somewhere outside of there, and I'll be interested to see where that is. We've got a warm-up, winter warm-up ticket giveaway coming up for you a little later today as well. And we'll talk to our friend Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com in today's 2A segment, because it is 2A Tuesday, and there's some very important stuff that we need to talk about with that. Right now, we'll get to a quick break, get to our national anthem, and more of your phone calls at 314-241 9797.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I think it really shows, Tucker, that we're in a period where the First Amendment values and principles of freedom of speech, also freedom of worship, freedom of religion, these things are really under attack by some quarters, by many quarters. And again, I come back to the fact that this is something, the First Amendment is something that unites us as Americans. And in this time of division, in this time of chaos, we've got to stand strong for that.
Well, there's Josh Hawley. Good to hear from him. We put out requests to get him on this program, and I'm guessing, Tricia, that he's just a little busy these days.
I have not heard back this week. I tried yesterday. I will try again this morning.
I don't understand it. I can't imagine what might be going on. I mean, as you're well aware, I have absolutely, and let me state that unequivocally, no problems with what Josh Hawley did. What he did was uber constitutional. He was following the Constitution and he was doing what his constituents wanted him to do.
It also wasn't unprecedented. It wasn't the first time anybody's done something like that.
It's not just by any stretch.
I mean, is this the first time in at least recent history that there's been such a call to remove him and Ted Cruz from any kind of power or place of office because they were contesting this election?
That I can remember. I don't remember anything like any request like that.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't remember anybody calling for Susan Rice to be removed after she lied about Benghazi. I can go down a laundry list of much more egregious things that had no basis in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And suddenly Ted Cruz and apparently Cori Bush wants anybody who was willing to stand up and object to the slate of electors, which the 12th Amendment gives them the right to do, mm-hmm. to be kicked out of Congress. Anybody.
Well, and you'd think that Hawley and Cruz and anybody else that stood up to object were promoting the riot and lawlessness at the Capitol that day. You would think that they were leading the charge, and that's just not true as far as I can tell. I don't know.
No,
maybe
it's
I'm
not
missing
true.
Something.
Well, and you know, now they're going after Rudy Giuliani. The story out today is that the Bar Association up in New York, I mean, let's face it,
trial attorneys are predominantly lefties. Most of these bar associations are run by lefties. And it's not surprising that they're going to do everything they can to try to silence anybody associated with Donald Trump. So now they're going to go after, going to try to pull the law license of Rudy Giuliani up in New York because they didn't like his opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
They're accusing him now of incitement, just like they've accused the president of incitement. It's just hogwash. If anybody listening to the sound of my voice has any questions about how the events in D.C. unfolded last Wednesday, I have spelled it out for you as clearly as I can in a number of posts on my Facebook page. Just go to the Mark Cox Show on Facebook. The timeline of events don't match with all of these outrageous claims by the media, by big tech, and by the lefties in this country who simply want to take advantage of a crisis. They don't. Nobody I know has condoned what happened in Washington, D.C. in terms of breaking into the Capitol building or assaults on police officers, any of that. Nobody I know has condoned any of that. And nobody I know encouraged anyone to go do that, including the president and Rudy Giuliani, and certainly not Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz or Jason Smith, for that matter. Standing up for the Constitution, you have no responsibility for decisions made by ordinary citizens in the United States. There are whack jobs everywhere. See it all the time. The guy that shot Steve Scalise and the other Republicans in Alexandria, Virginia, a couple of years ago, happened to live over here in Belleville and was a big supporter of Bernie Sanders, who had told the world these guys posed a serious threat to, I don't know, global warming and the economy and all this stuff. And this guy took it on himself to go shoot somebody. Was Bernie Sanders charged with incitement? Was his socialism license pulled by the United Association of Socialists? No. And I said at the time, I don't blame Bernie Sanders for what this guy did. He's nuts. But regardless, I mean, the point being, that leads me to my next point. When I saw this headline yesterday, the Associated Press, I laughed out loud. I was probably all by myself in the house when that happened, so there was no impact on anyone, just so you know. Let me read this article to you here. Associated Press, Biden inauguration theme will be America United. Are you getting the laughter out of that I did?
I'm feeling this warm, fuzzy feeling like we're all coming together.
Well, here's what I want to know, and I mean, I know that Senator Blunt plays a role in the inauguration committee because he did so for President Trump 4 years ago. But the Presidential Inauguration Committee, otherwise known as the PIC, said that the theme, quote, reflects the beginning of a new national journey that restores the soul of America, brings the country together, and creates a path to a brighter future. Who came up with that garbage?
You're not.
That's what I want to know. This is a bipartisan commission looking at what's going on in America, and this is what they think is going to happen on the 20th? I don't know if that stuff's legal in D.C. or not, but I'm starting to believe it more and more. Let me put it that way. Somebody's smoking something. Quick break here. We'll come back and let you hear from State Rep Justin Hill.
No, I think that's very sad. We're talking about First Amendment rights here. I sat and listened to the president's speech. I thought it was, I never once thought that speech would mean that people would go and do bad things. There were, you know, I think an estimated 215,000 people at that rally, and there was a small percentage of people that decided they were going to go do this. We don't know why they did it. We don't know what their motivations were. We don't know if they would have done it without us, without the speeches. I don't think you can hold a President Trump or anybody else responsible for the acts of what others have done. Now, saying that, I certainly think what they did was awful. And it's sad to me that you had almost 250,000 peaceful protesters doing what they are allowed to do under the First Amendment, and that they're overshadowed by a few people that are doing the wrong thing.
Well said by Ken Paxton there, the attorney general down in the great state of Texas. Joining us right now, Missouri State Representative Justin Hill from District 108. And Justin, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, good to be on again, Mark.
Absolutely. You know, glad that you and I crossed paths when we were in Washington last week. You were there specifically to meet with some of our congressmen and senators who were had the stated goal of objecting to some electoral slates. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. If you recall, back in December, I filed a resolution on the last day of special session, basically stating that, 81 House members of the Missouri legislature would like investigations into the election. And if those investigations are not completed, then we want our delegation to object to those electors. And so I went there to make sure our federal delegation understood the will of the legislature.
Well, shame on you, Justin, for exercising your First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I know. It's been pretty rough, 4 days. I mean, that's just for me, though. I mean, I will say that there were some people harmed and killed in D.C., and that just it's god-awful, and I feel so sorry for those families. But, the last 4 days for my family especially has been pretty tough.
Well, you sent me a voicemail that apparently legally we're not allowed to air without the permission of whoever left it. I don't even know if you know who left the voicemail, but maybe you can describe for us the nature of some of the nasty, threatening voicemails you've received since last week.
It's a shame you can't air it. I don't know who it was. A lot of people that make threats like that don't want to tell me who they are or where they live. But if Hannibal Lecter was involved in politics today and made a call to a lawmaker, then that's exactly what it sounded like. So.
Well, no, he threatened. I know I listened to it. I heard the word hangman's noose. And I mean, there were you got to watch your back. You've got a target on your back. We're coming for you. I mean, it was scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one of probably 1,000. But, I was a policeman back in the day. My family has been in this situation before. When I was at the DEA, we took so much money from drug cartels. We had to go in hiding for a couple of weeks. So it's akin to that.
Wow. Well, it's frightening. And, and here's the point. Every conservative I know is a law and order person first. We want the laws enforced. That person that threatened you, I hope somebody tracks him down and charges him and they're held accountable for that. Whoever threatened the Vice President of the United States needs to be tracked down and sent to jail if they're convicted of doing that. The people that attacked our Capitol need to be held accountable for what they did. And we've been consistent on that, unlike Kim Gardner, who released the people that rioted and looted 60 businesses in downtown St. Louis and even burned one of them to the ground.
Yeah, and it's such a shame because so many people went to D.C. to just be with their president, to hear him speak. It was the most patriotic, peaceful thing I've ever seen. And, of course, people don't understand that the rally was different than the march. And then that was different from what folks did at the Capitol. I mean, the rally was a mile and a half away from the Capitol. And so it's, for Congresswoman Bush to say everyone that attended there is a white supremacist, I mean, that's where we are today in politics. And until we can correct this cancel culture, until we can correct just going for the jugular, making death threats, expelling people for having different viewpoints, until we can get past this, it's not going to get better.
State Representative Justin Hill from District 108, my guest this morning. It bears repeating, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it because you kind of alluded to it there. All the people that showed up this past week in Washington, many of them, like me, had scheduled that trip 2 to 3 weeks before it happened, long before I even knew the president planned to speak. And there were no fewer than 8 rallies scheduled around Washington, D.C. over a 2-day period, that Tuesday and Wednesday. The president's speech was one of the last ones added to that list. There were 2 different Capitol rallies scheduled, separate from the president of the United States, which is why I repeatedly point out the mainstream media in this country is intentionally lying that this president incited that or drew people to Washington for that purpose. They keep repeating that same lie over and over and over again.
Well, I had to hire attorneys this last week just to track down all the media that is getting headlines wrong using my name. They use my face, my name, saying that I stormed the Capitol and I videotaped myself in the Capitol. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. I wasn't even within a half mile of the Capitol when all that occurred. So, you know, that's where we're at with media. It's just really unaccountable use of different platforms. You know, I don't know if you're aware, Fox 2 had to run a correction on Friday. They're going to run another correction today, indicating that they, you know, made false claim that I participated in a riot. So it's just media needs to calm down, and we need more. We need better journalism. That's for sure.
Well, there's a lack of journalism in general across the country, particularly among the mainstream media. But I honestly think that's the goal. They want to, what the goal is to eventually make people believe that anyone who happened to go to Washington for that rally was part of the problem. And that, you're right, you're absolutely right. That is not the case. We left the World War II Memorial where we saw Congressman Smith. We walked over to the Lincoln Memorial and watched a video screen while the president spoke. I saw people with their families there and young children. I saw them with their pets that they brought. They traveled from California and Texas and all over this great country to exercise their First Amendment rights. And a handful of people, 50, 60, 70, however many there were, did a criminal act, and they want to brand everyone who attended these rallies into the same category. It's just wrong. And fortunately, you and I can stand up and speak out against it.
Yeah, and thank God you were there. And people need to remember, most people that wanted to watch the debate, you can't watch from outside protesting. A lot of people left to go actually watch the debate, like myself. You had to find a screen, a C-SPAN broadcast, so you can see what was going on inside, because I mean, there was just no telling what was going on from, you know, let alone a half mile or a mile and a half away.
And there was no cell service either, which was another problem, a very spotty cell service. So you couldn't stream C-SPAN on your phone to watch it. You're right. If you wanted to watch it, you had to go somewhere else to do that. Justin, yes. Let me ask you this. Jim Lemke pointed out something to me yesterday when I was on the radio with Speaker Jones last night. He said that this is the time for state legislatures across the country to step up and fix these election problems, particularly in these states in question, because the Constitution puts that responsibility in your lap. Do you agree with that?
He's absolutely right. Absolutely. And that's what Missouri was trying to do. Missouri passed a law for the last general election, understanding that COVID was going to change things. That law has since expired, but at least we did it correctly. Other states ignored the U.S. Constitution, allowed Secretary of States, allowed judges to change election law, and that is why we're here today. That's why there's so much question in the legitimate reporting of the numbers by other states. And those states owe it to us, just like we owe it to those other states to get it right. So now I expect every red state across the country, I'm going to be on a phone call today with 17 other states talking about what kind of legislation we can pass to make sure we are holding each other accountable for those elections.
Thank you. That is the most important news we've learned in this interview right there, because you are taking the lead on this, and you're working with organizations that are going to try to address this problem in every state in the nation.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Justin, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Have a good day.
We will talk soon. Missouri State Representative Justin Hill there, District 108. Love what Justin Hill filled us in on there, that he's already been in contact with some of these other states to figure out what they can do moving forward. There was a Supreme Court victory yesterday. I don't know if you missed this or not. Believe it or not, it's got a big picture of the Chief Justice on the front page of it. I'm not quite sure why, but... the Supreme Court rejected a Democrat bid to force universal vote by mail in Texas. So there is hope here, folks, just so you know, not all is lost. The United States Supreme Court has at least stood up in this particular case. The Democratic Party in Texas argued unsuccessfully that a standing Texas law
that allows people only 65 or older to cast no excuse absentee ballots is valid. The court found that that's valid. The Texas Democratic Party argued somehow that the law violates the 26th Amendment. So you see ultimately what they're up to here. Just call it the way it is. The Democrats see mail-in balloting as their their savior because they can generate as many votes as they need. They don't need to depend on people getting up out of their parents' basement and actually making it to the polls or oversleeping and forgetting to go. They can harvest the ballots in advance and stuff the ballot boxes with them. That's the danger to our republic. And in every state in America, they're going to try to now take as the what was only happening as a result of a pandemic to avoid the spread of coronavirus and try to make it permanent so they can have a permanent ruling class in America. And that's what we're going to have to depend on the courts and hopefully the Republican legislatures in the 2/3 of state legislatures that they control to take care of for us. That's important. I just wanted to point that out this morning, that there was a good decision on that yesterday. Let me get to the phones real quick. Gary is online, too. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. So on January 8th, I posted up on Facebook a video from NTD News that showed Trump supporters trying to stop the rioters, defend the Capitol. And I simply said on my post, here's a video of Trump supporters defending the Capitol. And so yesterday I got a notice that my post was fact-checked as false news because in the video, the Trump supporters are saying Antifa, and the reporter is merely reporting what they're saying. And it was fact-checked against an article whose headline was says, Antifa not behind attacks, but Trump supporters. Now, I read the article, and the article's one of the main points in there was that the FBI said no credible evidence, but the investigation is still ongoing. So it appears my post was fact-checked against the headline and not the content.
Yeah, thank you. That's not surprising.
Yeah, they
don't want to. I mean, actually, it was only on conservative media that I heard the audio from Alex Jones, who's known to post some pretty radical things sometimes. I mean, let's face it. Alex is a bit of a conspiratorialist. He was in front of the Capitol on a bullhorn trying to get people to turn around and go to the front door of the Capitol where another rally was being held. So you're right, Gary, and I appreciate the phone call. It's good to see that double standard on there because we know it's happening. Let me get to Larry this morning on line one. Larry, good morning.
Morning. Morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's up?
I just wanted to, Twitter, isn't it really just an advertising platform for advertisers to pay Twitter to put their ads out in front of our eyeballs so we can see that? And just like these billboards on the side of the road, they're advertising platforms for advertisers who want to put out their product or their idea into the country or into the eyeballs.
Yeah, well, they're hoping to generate business for people that advertise on their site based on their number of followers. Yes.
Sure. Yes. And so if you go to, let's say you want to rent one of these billboards, you have to be approved by their
yeah,
owner.
Yeah, that's true.
They have to approve what you put on there. And if they don't like it, they don't let you put it on there.
Yeah, I see your point. I'm up against a hard break here, but yeah, Twitter has allowed that to happen. There's no doubt about it. And they're trying to, they're going to think how much money they're going to lose with people bailing on Twitter. Hey, we got Eben Brown and Tim Jones coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.